Here are a few great examples of how prestidigitation can be used for more than just cheating at card games, harmless sounds, or my personal favorite, making guards soil their pants. My party killed my boss monster with prestidigitation. I'm running a campaign set in a place currently stuck in eternal winter. The bad guy of the hour is a man risen from the dead as a frost-infused white, and my party was hunting him for murders he did in the name of his winter goddess. The party found him, and after some terse words, combat began. However, when fighting him, they realized that he was slowly regenerating throughout the battle. Worse still, when he got 0 hit points, I described, despite absolute confidence in your own metal that he should have been slain, he gets back up and continues fighting. After another round, another set of killing blows, party decided that there must be a weakness, fire. Except no one in the group had any readily available way to deal fire damage. Remaining hopeful, they executed an ingenious plan. The rogue got the enemy back below 0 hit points with a well-placed attack. The ranger followed up and threw a flask of oil at the boss, dousing him in it with a successful attack roll. Finally, the warlock who had stayed at range for the majority of the battle ran up and ignited the oil with prestidigitation, instantly ending the white's life. Here's how I destroyed what was meant to be a grueling boss fight in 2 rounds using prestidigitation and Artificer's first level magical tinkering feature. I used prestidigitation to set off a bomb that the DM was trying to desperately keep out of our boss fight encounter. On our first turn, our rogue threw the makeshift magic bomb he had made into the middle of the enemy cult's ritual. He failed an intelligence check and didn't realize that the fuse was too wet at the base to detonate the bomb. We had to swim across a river earlier. On my turn, I cast Sanctuary on myself and run straight past the enemies to reach the cult leader and his guards in the center of the room. With my action, I hastily create a fire starter using my Artificer's magical tinkering. The cult leader sees what's about to happen and orders everyone to shoot the crazy guy going after the bomb. They either fail their wisdom saves and cannot target me, or they fail to hit my 18 AC. At level 2, that would be pretty difficult. My teammates do everything they can to give me temporary hit points and keep my health at full. I pray to my patron that this doesn't kill me, cast prestidigitation to dry the bomb's fuse, and toss the fire starter. There was a lot of damage, a good chunk of which I was able to mitigate with absorb elements. I just barely remained conscious while the cult leader and his ritual were blasted straight back to hell. Is druidcraft worse than prestidigitation? Or not? I focused on this particular element of druidcraft. You create an instantaneous, harmless sensory effect, such as falling leaves, a puff of wind, the sound of a small animal, or the faint odor of a skunk. The effect must fit in a 5-foot cube. We once had a town beset by goblins on market day, intent on sowing chaos and death to the locals. They had set some buildings on fire, and the fires and noise had caused panic in the farm animals, including a particular prized bull in the stall at the center of the farmer's market that day. The bull was raging from fear and anger, so, as a druid, I did the only thing possible to keep this animal from charging us, the locals or the guards, and I used a druidcraft to give the nearest goblin the odor of a female cow in full breeding heat. The goblin was chased for a while, but the bull naturally caught up, and well, I won't describe it, but it's safe to say that that goblin died. Prestidigitation is my favorite offensive spell. So I've been playing D&D at university for a few weeks now with a small group of 3, plus the DM. A fighter, a rogue, and myself a warlock. A few sessions ago, we came across a fortress of goblins, and, being shadier than an early Eminem song, I decided to disguise myself as one of them and demand to see our leader. The trick worked, and I found out that the leader was a goblin king, who was in the middle of a meeting with a human. I burst in, cast an accusing finger, and announced that she'd betrayed us. A human invasion force was on the way. The DM rolled for his reaction to the betrayal. He completely believed me. And he decided against killing her. For now. I led him and all but one guard to the alcohol-soaked mess hall I'd entered the keep from. I stood with my back to the exit and gave a demoralizing speech about the tide of death that's coming our way. And through the half-hearted war cries, I cast it. My deadliest spell. Prestidigitation. Prestidigitation allows you to light up a small campfire, so I used it to light a small fire on the alcohol in front of me. Before long, the whole room went up in flames, helped by the cheap skin rugs and wooden tables. And since I'd lured almost every goblin in the keep into this room, the place was too packed for anyone to be able to do anything. I ended up killing nearly all of them through fire damage, since the exits were blocked. And, just after my getaway, the fighter burst through to challenge the king, who was one of the only goblins that hadn't been standing on something flammable. A few sessions later, something similar happened. We were in an underground keep that acted as the base of some cultists, and using a spider familiar I'd recently gained, I scouted ahead and found out that pretty much all of the cultists we hadn't killed yet were drinking and gambling in, would you believe it, a mess hall. There were only two narrow ways in and out of this room, so I disguised myself and went in. Nobody suspected a thing, so I took some alcohol, doused one of the doors, stepped outside, and lit the place up, while our fighter burst the other door open. A wall of flame covering one exit, AC-18 fighter covering the other. A pair of cultists tried their luck with the wall of fire, but I pushed them back with a couple successful strength saves. Apparently, both encounters were supposed to be extremely difficult, but through the panic and fire damage, we ended up breezing through them both, while making everything that wasn't on our side look bad. We've been doing 1d4 fire damage per round to anyone on fire. And honestly, for the sheer amount of people I've killed this way, it's been, so far, my most damaging spell. Incidentally, the cultist incident was 2 or 3 sessions ago, and killing them took us to level 4. The DM had planned for us to skip to level 5 after that encounter since there were so few of us, but since the fight was so one-sided, he decided we were probably already strong enough. These are all brilliant uses of prestidigitation and druidcraft. Who would have thought such a seemingly harmless spell could cause this much chaos? I would love to hear about the best ways that you have used a spell in your game, so please leave a comment down below. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every Friday.